Ma Shang rushed to the meeting from the hospital. Lin Shaolin needed to rest. Yu Haoran also thought that there was no problem with Jing, but Pang Yishan was a hidden danger to Dinghua. Jing also thought he was a bit strange, and suggested that the sixth child should follow Pang Yishan. President Fu went to see Pang Yishan. Pang Yishan's attitude was not very good, he still had a lot of things on his hands that couldn't take care of this matter. After Mr. Fu left, Pang Yishan called Miao Fei to his office and said he wanted to have a frank talk with her. Pang Yishan hoped that Miao Fei would invite Miao Huanyang to come out of the mountain. Miao Fei explained in a flustered manner that Miao Huanyang was recuperating abroad. Pang Yishan had to ask for contact information, but Miao Fei refused, on the grounds that Miao Huanyang's body could not be disturbed. Pang Yishan was a little angry, gritted his teeth and said that he could do it even without the Miao family. Miao Fei could only go to Jingan, saying that Pang Yishan wanted to borrow Miao Huanyang's relationship, but Miao Fei didn't know how to explain it. Quiet can't help, and I know Miao Fei's feelings for Dinghua, but if Dinghua's core technology is stolen, it will be a big loss for the country. Quiet can't understand why Pang Yishan rejects state-owned enterprises. Miao Fei explained that this is Miao Huanyang's entrepreneurial idea. Ma Shang and Du Meng went to Fan Dewei, the driver who caused the accident, and said they would ask him if they had something to do. Fan Dewei lived in a rental house and was already drunk at this time. Fan Dewei said that his daughter was very emotional and had no temper with the two of them. Fan Dewei's words were full of loopholes. Fan Dewei repeatedly emphasized that he had no contact with his girlfriend Li Fang after being imprisoned, but he had a photo of his daughter and Li Fang at home. There are facial cleanser, shampoo and other supplies in the shopping bag. Du Meng also found another loophole. Fan Dewei said that he and Li Fang did not receive a certificate, but he could not register on the rescue list without registering his daughter. Quietly following Pang Yishan, he ran several drinking games all night for Dinghua, but the more he was so dedicated, the more bottomless he was. In the evening, Li Fang came to see Fan Dewei again and seemed to care about him. Fan Dewei told her not to come again in the future, and he wanted to move to a new place. Li Fang ran into Du Meng and Ma Shang on the way home, and asked her to answer some questions. Afterwards, the two returned to Fan Dewei's residence with Li Fang, and Fan Dewei was stunned. Ma Shang told Fan Dewei that his daughter had been tampered with during the operation, and they were deceiving Fan Dewei. Fan Dewei was unwilling to accept at first, but he could only believe it. Fan Dewei told them that the car accident that year was not an accident, but he didn't expect that he would really kill someone because he couldn't drink, but because he was timid, he drank a lot and hit him. When asked who that person was, Fan Dewei only remembered that he was an old man, and Ma Shang and Du Meng were shocked. After returning, Ma Shang and Du Meng made an appointment for Quiet. Du Meng didn't dare to go and said quietly Ma Shang had to get out of the car alone. Knowing the truth, Quiet was very excited, and Ma Shang quickly blocked the trial if he ignored the rules. Ma Shang was held in his arms quietly and emotionally, but he kept crying. Fan Dewei confessed to his crimes, and after one night, his quiet emotions were still unable to calm down. Early the next morning, Ma Shang had to rush to Dinghua to go to work. The Song Bureau blamed himself on An's father's affairs, but to find out the truth is the best consolation for his comrades in arms. Jing Jing didn't know how to face An's mother. For so many years, she had always felt that An's father's death was not an accident. It turns out that she was right. Jing Jing really didn't know how to tell her the truth, and was even more afraid that she would be stimulated again. Du Meng said that she was also struggling to tell Jing Jing about this matter, but she has the right to know the truth, and Anu is the same. When Ma Shang returned to Dinghua, he was told that Pang Yishan had found a company that invested in Dinghua. Ma Shang hurried to the meeting with Miao Fei, but was stopped, saying that only people on Pang Yishan's list could enter. Ma Shang could only tell Jing Jing the news.